Hi, I'm Martin Rush. I'm the Country Labor candidate for the state seat of Upper Hunter.
Martin, you're the Mayor of Muswellbrook Shire Council. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I was born and raised in country New South Wales. I studied economics and law at the University of Sydney in Newcastle and came to Muswellbrook in 1999, where my mother had been born, to work in a private law firm, predominantly doing legally aided family law and crime, and then came to the bar in 2004, where I continued to practice in workplace health and safety, health and industrial law.
What's the biggest issue that you'll be campaigning on in the Upper Hunter, but particularly in Gloucester?
I think the issue of confidence. People want to have confidence. They've lost it over the last 4 years. They want to know there are farmers who want to know that they can give that farm to their children after a long life of working on the land without having to worry about having the land sterilised by other industries. They want to know that if they go to TAFE, that there aren't the sort of TAFE cuts that we're seeing across the electorate from 5 days to 3 days a week. If they're old, they want to know that they can have access to health services without further health cuts. The issue is one of confidence.
You spoke tonight about the future of Gloucester. One industry you didn't mention was mining. Can you take us through what your stance is on coal mining and also CSG extraction?
The coal price is languishing down around $60 a tonne, from a high of almost $142 a tonne some 18 months to 2 years ago. The truth of the matter is our coal industry is oversupplied in terms of the global traded market. What we need to do in those circumstances is build productivity in the coal industry, and we should be having a planning process that supports the development of those mines that are most efficient in that context. What industry sometimes refers to as Q1 mines, that is, mines that are operating in the lowest quartile in terms of their productivity globally. Gloucester has no such mine. We do need to focus on other industries here in Gloucester, and those industries do need to be intensive agriculture, tourism, complex manufacturing.
We'll talk in a minute about some of those industries, but can I just focus on coal seam gas? It's a big issue for our audience. What's your stance?
Look, with coal seam gas, I don't support it here in Gloucester. Labor has a moratorium on it across New South Wales.
But it was Labor who, in the dying days of the Labor government, actually approved AGL's licence.
I don't have to be an apologist, fortunately, for the last Labor government. I often disagreed with them as the Mayor of Muswellbrook. Labor got that wrong, unquestionably, in my view. There should have been an orderly and logical staging process for coal seam gas grants of titles and tenements in New South Wales. That didn't happen under the previous Labor government, and it should have. I wasn't supportive of that then. I'm not supportive of it now in terms of what Labor was doing when it didn't have that process.
You spoke about the agriculture industry. I mean, a lot of people would say, and you speak to anyone in this room, they talk about the absolute collapse of the dairy industry since deregulation.
The Shadow Minister, Federal Shadow Minister of Agriculture, makes the very important point that Southeast Asia will be developing at some rate of knots in terms of their demand for high-value added agriculture. I spoke tonight about intensive agriculture, and that's the sort of thing I'm talking about, the sort of high-quality product that we would wish to sell into Southeast Asian markets, but preserve our high standard of living.
Poles and wires was a big topic tonight. At the end of the day, it is going to generate money towards infrastructure. Where's your money going to come from?
Well, you make the assertion that the poles and wires is money that will fund roads, but not here. Indeed, across the entire electorate, the $30 billion said to be raised from the sale of the poles and wires will in fact fund, or the only thing that's committed to be funded by the present Liberal National Government, is a $2 million overtaking lane just south of Singleton. And, of course, nothing for Gloucester, nothing for Stroud, nothing for Dungog, nothing for Muswellbrook, nothing for the Upper Huntershire. Where does Labor get its money? It gets it from the dividends from the businesses themselves. $1.5 billion a year comes from the dividend from the assets that we own. That we will simply fund our projects from that ongoing dividend.
Final questions. You mentioned tonight that Gloucester Council should not amalgamate. That's your personal view?
The sharing of resources can work. So successful a model that the members, the constituent members of Hunter Councils, pay no membership fees to get the benefit of the resource sharing from that organisation. That is the way forward, in my view, for local government. Gloucester shouldn't amalgamate because Gloucester will lose its identity.
Hi, I'm Michael Johnson, Nationals candidate for Upper Hunter.
Michael, you're the mayor of the Upper Hunter Shire Council. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I've been living in the Upper Hunter for 29 years since I was married. We've got two children, Zenda's my wife. I run my own business. I came to the Upper Hunter as a dairy farmer. My family have a long history in the Hunter as dairy farmers. Now I'm a financial planner, have been for about 25 years now, and run my own business. That's who I am and where I come from.
What for you is the biggest issue facing the Upper Hunter, but particularly Gloucester?
Land use conflicts. Land use conflicts have been identified as the number one issue. And I think, you know, when you look at the expansion of mining and the encroachment on traditional agricultural lands and so forth, and of course we have the same issue here, particularly around coal seam gas and mining developments, we need to make sure that we cut through and find a way where coexistence can occur. It can happen. It has happened. And that's why I have announced that if I am elected, I want to start up a coexistence and diversification roundtable. And what it's all about is getting various industry groups, including New South Wales farmers, chambers of commerce and so forth, to come together and continuously discuss issues. You can always solve an issue or find a way through if you are prepared to come to the table in good faith and find a way through. There's always going to be a middle ground somewhere.
Let's talk more specifically about coal seam gas extraction and coal mining. We saw today that the Gloucestershire Council expelled AGL from the Gloucester Dialogue. We've seen a lot of division within the community and particularly over the Wokaivari project. What's your view on that particular project?
The state government came out recently, as you would know, and suspended all operations pending two investigations. And I think it's important for those investigations to occur. Ultimately, what we need to make sure is any extractive industries need to be absolutely transparent, and they need to gain the confidence of the community. Extractive industries play an important role right throughout New South Wales, and in particular here in the Upper Hunter and the Gloucester region. There's been a long-term mine here in Stratford. Now, AGL obviously have coal seam gas interests that they're looking to develop, but they need to make sure that they have the confidence of the community. And the only way you can do that is to be absolutely upfront and transparent with the whole community from day one. Integrity is the key.
Are you confident that the environmental checks and balances are working?
Well, again, there's an investigation going on, two investigations going on at this point in time, and I'm not going to try and preempt any outcome of that.
Let's talk about the poles and wires. It came up a couple of times tonight. What guarantees can you give the community that the regional arm of the electricity network will not be touched?
Well, the Nationals have said that essential energy will not be touched. End of story. That's the deal. And that's what's going to happen.
So what is Gloucester going to get? It's $6 billion for a regional New South Wales. We don't know anything about where that money's going to go towards. What is Gloucester and Stroud and some of these small communities going to get?
My job as a local member, potential local member, is to fight for as much of that as I possibly can. And as I said tonight, what our local community expects of their member is to go out there and have the fight. There are many demands on infrastructure, and again, if I'm fortunate enough to be the local member, I need to fight for as big a share of that $6 billion or proposed $6 billion as I possibly can.
You spoke a lot tonight in your introductions about fighting for issues, and you gave the example of Barnaby Joyce, who has crossed the floor numerous times on issues. Is there any particular issue that you're really passionate about that you would be prepared to go against party policy?
Oh, well, that'll come along from time to time, I dare say. You know, you've got to take these issues as they come. Let's take the poles and wires, for example. If for some reason essential energy or regional areas weren't excluded from that, then yeah, I'd have to cross the floor on that.
Hi, my name's John Kay. I'm the Greens candidate for the electorate of Upper Hunter.
John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live near a small town of Denman. I live on a property, Denman's west of Musselbrook. The area I live in is got a mixture of industries, from coal mining to vineyards to horse studs, and other agricultural industries. I'm actually involved in a small legal firm.
What's the biggest issue for you? What are you going to be campaigning on in the Upper Hunter, but particularly in Gloucester?
One of the biggest issues is land use conflict, because we're seeing the same sort of conflict that's happening here between land use, as in traditional land use, and fossil fuel exploration. Same here, it's CSG, and up our way, it's coal. So communities can be divided, and I think it's a very big issue. Communities being divided by issues to do with large exploration projects and then large extraction projects.
You spoke out tonight against coal seam gas extraction.
It's one of the issues. The biggest issue really is climate change and how we address it and how it needs to be addressed at the state level as well as the community level, local government level and federal level. And that's really one of the big things that is driving Greens policy at the moment. So, for example, not only are we saying we don't want any new mines, but we actually want to stop to export because there is only so much coal that can be dug up and burnt and so much gas that can be dug up and burnt until we reach the point where we're actually going to exceed a global warming of more than 2 degrees Celsius.
You walk the streets of Gloucester or other small towns in the Upper Hunter. Is climate change an issue?
Climate change is not an issue that's discussed very openly. Where I live, the biggest issue is probably jobs related to different industries. I think it should be a really big issue for people to consider.
You spoke about coal mining previously and CSG extraction. What's the alternative for Gloucester? It's one thing to say you oppose mining, but where are the jobs going to come from?
One of the big issues is the renewable energy sector, and it's been quite held back at the moment by lack of government support at the federal level, because there is actually a lot of money in investment that's sort of waiting in the pipeline to encourage renewable industries and renewable energy production. It's actually a very big employer compared to fossil fuels, and it also requires less capital to get going than, say, large mining projects. So we need to think about, in the transition, it being a just transition from fossil fuels to renewables, but we need to think about the people who are employed.
Let's talk about the poles and wires. It came up a few times tonight. What's your position on the partial privatisation of the electricity network?
The Greens oppose privatisation of the electricity network. It's an earner for the government. It actually brings in revenue, and the amount that it's being leased out for over the next 100 years is probably equivalent to about 8 or 9 years worth of income. So it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. It seems to be a short-term way of generating a lot of money, but it's not looking after, if you like, our revenue sources for not only us but the generations to come.
Finally, Upper Hunter, it's been held by the National Party for over 100 years. It seems to have been in the past a fairly safe National Party seat, but do you think you have a shot?
I'd like to say that the seat is now becoming a marginal seat, and it's going to be one of the seats to actually watch.
Hello, I'm Richard Stretton, the Christian Democratic Party candidate for Upper Hunter.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was brought up in the Northern Territory, born in Darwin, lived in an Aboriginal community for the first 4 years of my life. I lived in Darwin, Borroloola, Busselton, Perth, back to Darwin, then off to a cattle station out from Katherine. Lived in South Australia, Victoria, and now New South Wales. I have stayed in Singleton for the longest time I've ever stayed still, which is 19 years, and both of my kids have grown up in Singleton.
What for you is the biggest issue in the Upper Hunter, and particularly in Gloucester?
Well, particularly in Gloucester is obviously coal seam gas and the whole AGL project. There's two very distinct sides to that, and I suppose the disappointing component of that is that it does divide the community. But also probably the next biggest issue, I'd say, is the Buckets Way and road condition in general.
Let's stick with mining for now. What's your view on AGL's Wokaivari project? That's the pilot project, but the bigger project.
Well, our position is that we're not opposed to coal seam gas or mining, but it does have to be safe to the environment and to the people around about. So, yeah, we do have some technical issues that I think need to be addressed within coal seam gas. I don't believe that they cannot be overcome, and if we overcome them to make sure that it is protects the underground water particularly and any environmental impact on people around in the area.
You speak to anyone tonight or you walk the streets of Gloucester, and one of the things they talk about is jobs. What's your vision for Gloucester and bringing in employment?
Well, Gloucester is one town in many towns in regional areas that have exactly the same problem. Jobs, the youth go through school and move to the cities and quite often don't come back. Exactly the same situation in Gloucester. Particularly within Gloucester, at least you do have some other avenues here that other towns don't, with tourism, and aged care industry is a growing industry, and I believe that's where Gloucester itself should focus its efforts. But yeah, coal seam gas and mining may be able to provide some interim support in that area, depending on the issues that I mentioned.
The poles and wires, it came up a bit tonight. What's the party's view on the partial privatisation of the electricity network?
The sad situation with poles and wires or any infrastructure sell-off is that we simply have to sell something to build something these days. We don't have any surplus money to do anything with, and that's exactly why they intend selling poles and wires, is to build some infrastructure, primarily to buy votes, I think you're fine. But our position is, we shouldn't be selling any critical infrastructure that's government-owned, particularly if it's profitable, such as poles and wires. It's simply an effort to get short-term return, which will cost us dramatically more than we will get out of it in return over the long term.
You spoke tonight about abortion. You were the only candidate that raised that issue. It's obviously something close to your heart and very important to your party.
Yes, well, as I said, there's a few different issues, all of which I think are huge issues, and they don't seem to be election issues, but why not? I'm not too sure. But at the bare minimum, the number of abortions since abortion was legalised in Australia is 1.5 million. That's a huge number, all paid for by Medicare, and that's certainly not something I'm proud of as Australian, and yet we're the only party you can vote for that opposes the current position on abortion. But there's other issues such as foreign ownership of Australian land.
But just to stick with abortion, I mean, what are you proposing, criminalising abortion in New South Wales?
Well, I see it as murder. You know, I believe life starts from conception. My wife was pregnant and she had a baby in her tummy. I wouldn't have any other idea other than it's my baby in her tummy, and or our baby. To put it in any other regard, I think degrades human value. To criminalise it simply doesn't fix the problem. Abortion is a symptom. It's a symptom of promiscuity and family breakdown, all the issues that lead up to girls ending up in that position. We need to help them through that and encourage them in other directions where we can.
Hi, I'm Lee Watts. I'm running as an independent candidate in the state election.
Lee, you're a former mayor. You're currently a councillor on the Upper Hunter Council. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I grew up in swimming pools with my dad. And my dad had managed the swimming pool in Scone, and I did learn to swim. I moved on from there in community services and have been at the Scone and the Aberdeen Neighbourhood Centre for over 20 years. And from there, it was just a natural progression, and I ended up in local government where I've been a councillor, Deputy Mayor and a Mayor.
Many issues in the Upper Hunter. What are you going to be campaigning on?
Being able to represent the people. For too long, the politicians aren't listening, and that's a huge concern. We've got small rural areas. They're missing out because they're not being heard, for one, but also they're not being funded for big things like infrastructure, and they're not being supported in that way. We create a lot of dollars that go out of this electorate, but we're not seeing enough of that come back, so I'd like to be able to support Gloucester in that way. There's many issues here, and one is the us and them attitude that they have, and it's between the coal seam gas, who wants it and who doesn't. And I think we need to look at those industries and look, I don't support coal seam gas. I won't support it until the community does. But we do need to attract more industry to Gloucester, and I think the only way we can do that is to start working on the infrastructure, and that's improved telecommunication, improved roads, improved services, those type of things.
Let's talk about mining and coal seam gas extraction. It's a big issue in the town. It was an issue tonight. What's the alternative when you talk about different industries? If it's not mining, what is the alternative?
Well, I think the first thing, as I said, it's about infrastructure. We need to make sure we've got the infrastructure in place so that we can invite new industry. I mean, you can bring business here if your telecommunications is up to scratch. People can work from here and bring new industry. If your public transport and your roads are up to scratch, so we can be able to provide and create those new industries. But I think the biggest thing is we have to talk to the community. They have to make the decision of where they want to go with industry.
You spoke quite elaborately tonight about the poles and wires, and you compared the leasing for 99 years to renting a house. At the end of the day, the Baird government would argue that that's what's going to bring in the money for the infrastructure that you're talking about. Where's the money going to come from?
We can't continue to sell off our assets. If we continue to sell off our assets, the farm will be sold. So there is other ways. And I mean, while we've got a good asset. We can make money on it and continue to make money on it. In regard to the poles, if they are sold, once that is sold, that 99-year lease, I mean, that is once. It's a once-off, and it certainly can't be put back into continued infrastructure. And really, as a one-off sale, is it going to come to Gloucester? Is it going to come to those small communities? I don't think so.
Amalgamations came up tonight. What's your view on Gloucester amalgamating?
Look, it's a community issue, and I really think that amalgamations can be good and bad, and I actually said that tonight. The sharing of resources is fantastic, and I actually was on the Upper Hunter Shire when we amalgamated, but there are some real issues for smaller towns like Gloucester, and I have spoke to people from Gloucester, and they feel that they might be the last person in the line or the last town in the line to get funding. They don't know how that will improve. So unless it can be shown, but I think the major thing is to make sure that they have a seat at the table.
Finally, it's a pretty safe National Party seat, or so it seems. Do you think you've got a shot?
I certainly hope so. I'm not in it to lose. I think Georgia's been in for, 25 years and the National Party for 100 years. But I think many people are sick of the party politics, the fighting between the two major parties. Independents can work with both parties, and they can work with the one that's in government for the best interest of the local people.